In this commissioning service, we will do three things for Peter and Nisi. We will be confirming God's call on their life as we confirm that we believe God has called them to Brazil. We will be commissioning them for that task of taking the gospel to Brazil, and we will be committing them to the Lord's keeping as we send them out from here in fellowship and in partnership. To prepare us for doing all of those three things, I'm now going to have a time of interviewing Peter and Nisi so that we can just find out a little bit about where they're up to and what the future, the immediate future holds. So I want to invite them to the front, and I've got a few questions to ask them. Now, Peter and Nisi, why Brazil? I mean, there's a bigger question, why at all? Why are you doing this? But why particularly Brazil?
Well, that's an easy question to answer, I think, and in a way it's difficult in another way. The easy way to answer is because Nisi's from Brazil, and it's wonderful to have a native-born speaker going where you're trying to bring the gospel. I'm not a native-born speaker, but Nisi is, aren't you?
Yes.
Now, the more difficult question is, why Brazil at all? We have been there many, many times, and each time we go, we become confirmed that God is calling us there because the need is enormous. There are many churches, as you saw in the slideshow, that's Mirassol churches, most of them, but none of them you can attend and hear the gospel. There's only two reasons for a church. One is to raise money, and the other is to raise money.
Nisi, do you want to talk about the kind of ministry that you have had in Brazil in the visits that you've had over the past several years?
God has been very great to me and bringing people to me from various walks in Brazil, including Rio, by the way, and different people from different places. Asking questions, the minute you start talking about what will happen when they die, if they can be sure with, what will happen then, how Christ has saved us, and their eyes are really surprised, and so that's the thing that the past 10 years or so. It has been very good in that respect that God has been bringing people to ask these questions.
Thank you. And Peter, do you want to talk about a little bit about the ministry that you hope you might be involved in over time?
Well, over time I hope I can speak Portuguese fluently. Initially, I'll be working mostly with university students who want to practice English. I can help them with that.
At least the Australian version of English.
Nisi can help them with the Canadian version of English. But initially we'll hope to work with home groups in Mirassol in Portuguese, which means that I'll be somewhat in the back seat as a researcher and a theologian behind the scenes. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what the next few months, really the rest of this year, is likely to hold for you.
Okay. I've been warned a number of times by different missiologists that there's an expectation of sending places that people will hit the ground running, and that's a Western first world view of mission. But in fact, it doesn't work like that. Even I can see it's not going to work like that for us, and I'm hoping to dampen expectations of everybody here today. We won't hit the ground running. If we did, we'd fall flat on our faces. It'll take us at least until Christmas, probably January or maybe even February, before we're settled in. I don't expect that God will bring us masses of people to be hearing about the gospel quickly, but you never know, he might. And if he does, then we won't turn them away. But we do have to settle in. Yeah, Nisi might have a different view, so just check that out.
I'll be glad if God brings me everybody or just one person, whoever, the day I arrive. But as Peter says, we do have to settle in, and there will be a number of things that we need to do to put our house back together again and receive our goods from that and be shipping from here. So, yeah, there will be some things that we need to do. But if in the meantime, if somebody comes along, we'll take them.
And one final question. All going well and God being your helper, how long do you think that this ministry might last?
Well, we think that it will last as long as we're healthy and wealthy and... Sorry, not healthy and wealthy. healthy and wise and able to do his mission. There will come a point in our lives, and we don't know when we won't be able to do that. We've got no plans to come back. We've got no plans to stop at a point in time. So I'm hoping at least until we're 80, which is a good while yet, I can promise you all.
Yeah.
But you don't know. I mean, God's in control of everything. And who knows?
I just have to add, even when we're 80s, in our 80s, if we can't walk or anything, but if we can still talk, we can still do it.
Just remember that. Even if you can't walk, if you can still talk, you can still share the gospel. Thank you, guys.
Like Bernie Hungerford did from the back. I mean, for years he was sharing the gospel from a wheelchair.
Absolutely.
So, yes, you can do it.
Absolutely. You guys are an inspiration to me, and I know to many others in the congregation. I publicly want to confirm what I think you know privately, is that I'm convinced that God is calling you to this and God has equipped you for this task. As a congregation, we want to express that publicly today, our confidence in you and in what the Lord is going to do in your futures.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to stand again and sing in praise of Christ. The message that Peter and Nisi will be taking to the people of Brazil is that they might consider Christ. Please stand.
Consider Christ, the cross of our salvation. Should take the penalty for me. Though he was pure, the Lamb without a blemish, he took my sins and nailed them to the tree. Lord and God, you are so rich in mercy. Defeated, and he arose, appeared for all to see. And now he sits at God's right hand in heaven, where he prepares resting place for me.
To open the Word of God with us now. We're going to have our Bible readings actually embedded within the sermon, so don't worry, they'll be happening in due course. But before we got to the Bible readings, I wanted to share with you, I've been reading a book recently by John Piper. You get a sense of where the book is going because it's got a fairly provocative title, Don't Waste Your Life. Let me read a section to you, which is entitled, How Not to Finish Your One Life. Piper writes, I will tell you what a tragedy is. I will show you how to waste your life. Consider this story from the 1998 edition of Reader's Digest, which tells about a couple, quote, who took early retirement from their jobs in the Northwest 5 years ago when he was 59 and she was 51. Now they live in Florida, where they cruise on their 30-foot trawler, play softball, and collect shells. Piper continues, at first when I read it, I thought it might be a joke, like a parody on the American dream. But it wasn't. Tragically, this was the dream. Come to the end of your life, your one and only life, your precious God-given life, and let the last great work of your life be this that you give an account before your Creator. Lord, we played softball and collected shells. Picture them before Christ on that day of judgment. Look, Lord, see, here are my shells. That's a tragedy. And people today are spending billions of dollars to persuade you to embrace that tragic dream. Don't buy it. Don't waste your life. Piper tells another story about two female missionaries in Africa. And again, I quote, in April 2000, Ruby Ellison and Laura Edwards were killed in Cameroon, West Africa. Ruby was over 80, single all her life. She poured it out for one great thing, to make Jesus Christ known among the unreached, the poor and the sick. Laura was a widow, a medical doctor, pushing over 80 herself, who was serving at Ruby's side in Cameroon. In the course of their ministry, the brakes failed in the car that they were in. The car went over a cliff and they were both killed instantly. Piper writes, I asked my congregation, was that a tragedy? Two lives driven by one great passion, namely to be spent in unheralded service to the perishing poor for the glory of Jesus Christ. Even 2 decades after most of their American counterparts had retired to throw away their life on triples. No, that is not a tragedy. That is a glory. Those lives were not wasted. These lives were not lost. As Jesus says, whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel's will save it. As I read those pages, I immediately thought of Peter and Nisi. Not, I hasten to say, because I expect them to go plunging over a cliff in a car. Please don't do that to us. But just that picture of these two women pushing 80, still serving the Lord. This example of a couple who were driven by a passion to make the Lord Jesus known and putting their own comfort and security on the line to do this. Peter and Nisi are not like the rich fool in the parable in Luke 12. Remember the man who says to himself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink and be merry. Peter and Nisi are not saying this. In fact, quite the reverse. Instead of settling back into quiet retirement to enjoy their remaining years, Peter and Nisi, as you know, are relocating to Brazil to spend their remaining years winning people for the Lord Jesus. It is going to be difficult and dangerous and disheartening. As I've spoken with them about this vision, I mean, we've been talking about this for a number of years. I don't think I quite realise just how difficult it's going to be to leave behind all the things that they have known, all the friends, the family, the Christian fellowship, to go into Brazil, to go into a place where Christ is not well known and they will not be respected for what they do. They will be held in great suspicion. It will be dangerous for them. They are leaving the relative security and safety of Sydney and going to a place where they are actually at risk. There is real risk of physical harm coming to them. And it's going to be disheartening, I'm sure. As I'm sure they know, it's going to be very different to being surrounded by Christians who will support and encourage them. They're going to be the ones leading the flock, and there may not be many people around them who are spurring them on to love and good deeds and picking them up when they fall and feel down. You have to ask the question, why do they do that? Why would they give up the comfortable retirement? Why would they put themselves into a much greater poverty than they presently experience? It's because they've been captivated by God's love for them in Christ, and they want to share that love with as many people as they possibly can in Brazil. Peter and Nisi are both nodding at this point. They want people of all nations, especially the people of Brazil, to come to know the Lord Jesus. And God has given them both a heart for these people and has given them special abilities and opportunities to take them to that country. God has been making the way clear for them over a number of years so that they will be able to hit the ground running in the way that many missionaries can't. Bearing in mind what Peter and Nisi have said, yes, we're not expecting great fruit any time in the immediate, but God has been preparing them richly for this ministry for many, many years. Peter and Nisi love the Lord and they love the people of Brazil. But what exactly do they hope to achieve? Let me give you an answer that you're not expecting, and perhaps Peter and Nisi are not expecting either. They're going because they want to teach the people of Brazil to sing. To sing a song that they themselves have learnt. It's a song that all Christians know, and it will be the song that all Christians sing for all eternity. It's the song of God's salvation. It's quite appropriate that we have been singing and we will continue to sing throughout this service because singing is something intrinsic to what it is to be one of God's people. There is a song that runs through the scriptures. It's often played in different keys, and I'm going to focus on two versions of that song with you this afternoon as we think about what Peter and Nisi want to do in teaching people to sing. Let's hear one version of the song from Psalm 96. Robert Jones is going to be reading that for us now.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvellous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established, it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. And all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth.
That is the song that is sung by all of God's people. I don't mean that we have to sing those specific words, but that we all must sing what that psalm encapsulates. When you know who God is and what he has done for you, you can't help but sing it out. And you notice in that psalm, we don't just sing it to God and we don't just sing it to one another. We sing it out to the nations. Psalm 96 reminds us that praise is evangelism and evangelism is praise. Part of our praise of the true and living God is to declare him among the nations. In this psalm, there are two specific things that we declare to the nations. Verses 2 and 3, it tells us, proclaim his salvation day after day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. The second thing that we declare is what it says in verse 10. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. That is what Peter and Nisi are going to do. They want to tell the people of Brazil, the Lord reigns. God is on the throne of this universe. God reigns from that place, and one day we will all stand before that throne, and will you be ready to meet your God on that final day? They must not worship idols because, verse 5, the gods of the nations are but idols. It is the Lord who made the heavens. When anything is praised other than our true God, his glory is being given to another. And Peter and Nisi are saying, no, come and praise the true God because the Lord alone reigns, the Lord Almighty. And secondly, they're going to proclaim his salvation day after day. That salvation which is found in no other name than in the name of Christ, as we've sung, in Christ alone. They want to declare his saving deeds on the cross, declare his glory day after day. And they're doing this, singing salvation's song, because they want other people to be able to join in the heavenly chorus. The Lord is most worthy of praise, and we want all people to join in, people of every nation. Evangelism is grounded in worship, and its goal is worship. Let me unpack that for you. Evangelism is grounded in worship because we declare God's salvation in order to bring him praise. The way we worship our God is to proclaim him to the nations. Even if they didn't respond, we would still do that because it brings God honour to have his name lifted high amongst the peoples. Evangelism is grounded in worship. But also, the goal of our evangelism is worship. Ultimately, we don't just declare it, we hope to non-response, but rather we declare God's salvation because we want other people to join in that response with us. We want them to join their voices to us and worship him, to join in salvation's song with us. Peter and Nisi are going to Brazil because they want to teach the Brazilians salvation's song. I want to finish by looking ahead with them and with us to eternity, because on that final day, guess what song is being sung in heaven? Ed Hungerford is going to come and read from Revelation chapter 7.
After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God for ever and ever. Amen."
Did you hear the same two themes in salvation's song? The same two themes are there, aren't they? Verse 20, the people are crying out, "Salvation belongs to our God." We declare his salvation day by day. And we also declare, the Lamb The Lamb is on the throne. That is, the Lord reigns. We're singing the same song, but do you notice the difference? Once we get to eternity, evangelism has actually ceased to be the reason why we sing. The people, we're not singing it in order to bring them in from the nations, because they have already come. Who are the people who are singing this before the throne? It is a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language. This is what God wants, and this is what Peter and Nisi want. They want to see people from every nation, including the nation of Brazil, standing there on that final day, joining in their voices with that multitude, crying out together with you and I in that loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen." And so that's why they're not putting up their feet in retirement, because they want to teach the people of Brazil a song, the Lamb's salvation song, a song that's only sung by those who have found salvation in him. And as you go, we wish you Godspeed and God's blessing. We're going to stand and sing again, Servants of the Gospel. This song will be an offertory song where we're going to take up a collection to support Peter and Nisi's work in Brazil. So if those of you who would like to support them in this way, please give generously. Please stand as we sing Servants of the Gospel.
Died to wash us clean. He bore the Father's anger while nailed upon the tree. In darkness and in turmoil, the judgment fell on him, bringing us forgiveness that new life might begin. As servants of the gospel, Christ's work we carry on, that through our prayer and witness, by grace we might win some. We call on every nation to turn to Christ the Lord, refuge in his mercy, and marvel at his love. Not contain him, from death the Son broke free, exalted by his Father to rule eternally, and in his grace he calls us to be his chosen church, as his holy temple, his priest to all the earth. As servants of the gospel, Christ's work we carry on, that through our prayer and witness, by grace we might win some. We call on every nation to turn to Christ the Lord, refuge in his mercy, and marvel at his love. Gathers us together, prepares us for good works, and so with grace apportioned, we serve each other's needs, sharing in each blessing and helping in our grief. As servants of the gospel, Christ's work we carry on, and our prayer and witness, by grace we might win some. We call on him. run to Christ the Lord, refuge in His mercy, and marvel at His love.
Would you please be seated? Belinda Byrne and Kathy Chubb are now going to lead us in prayer for Peter and Nisi. I'd like to invite them to come and lead us.
Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that we are able to gather here today. And merciful Lord, we humble ourselves before you and acknowledge that it is only because of you and your work in each of our lives, in the lives of Peter and Nisi, only because of Jesus' saving death on the cross that we are gathered here this afternoon. Only because of the prompting of your Holy Spirit that Peter and Nisi have determined to share the gospel in Mirasol. And it is because of you, mighty God, that we are privileged to be your servants. We owe all that we have and are and hope for to you and you alone. And so, Father, we offer you our deepest thanks and praise, knowing that it is in Christ that we have our confidence. May this confidence in your power to save, in your power to change lives, to renew, to reconcile, to refresh, be at the heart of all that Peter and Nisi do and say in Brazil. May that confidence help them to hold out the word of life, keeping their eyes unswervingly fixed on Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for our brother Peter and sister Nisi. Thank you for the gifts that you have given them, for their warmth, for their tremendous ability to encourage and uplift, for their love of people, for their passion for you and your word. Please, Father, would you be pleased to use these gifts of theirs for the building of your kingdom? We pray that even now you would be preparing the hearts of those that Peter and Nisi will encounter to not just hear your word, but to respond with joy and obedience. May Nisi and Peter be encouraged to see much fruit from their labour for you. Oh Lord, we ask for your protection for Peter and Nisi as they travel this week, but also protection over the coming years. Father, please protect them physically, keep them well. Protect their marriage, Lord, keep it strong. We ask especially for spiritual protection in a land where spiritual forces of evil are very evident. Lord, we know how hard it can be to keep our eyes fixed on you through difficult times. Sometimes we forget, we are weak. And so, Lord, we ask your special enabling for Nisi and Peter. May they recognize Satan's attacks when they come. And, Father, would you strengthen them by the power of your Holy Spirit to resist, to stand their ground, to let nothing deter or distract them from the call that you have placed on their lives. We pray, Lord, that you would provide Peter and Nisi with relationships with other people in Mirasol, relationships that will enrich their lives, that will build them up and nurture and encourage them, relationships of mutual understanding and support and love. Lord, please help them to quickly learn all that they need in order to relate well to others in that culture. Father, as Peter and Nisi go on in their work for you, please give them times of refreshment and rest. May they unceasingly devote themselves to your word. May they always continue to be prayerful. May you and your word sustain them, uplift them, delight them, fill them with joy. May you alone be their rock, their shelter, and their shield. Lord, finally, we pray for your Holy Spirit. Fill Peter and Nisi, Father. Pour out your spirit on them. Fill them with an unending source of love and peace. Fill them with your spirit of hope. Lord, we bring all these prayers to you in confidence that not only do you hear, but that the prayers of your saints are precious to you. May all praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Father God, I thank you for Peter and Nisi. I thank you for bringing Nisi and me together and for cementing our friendship. I thank you for the witness of both Peter and Nisi's faith and love for you, and for their obedience to you, especially in the hearing and following of your will to share the gospel with the people of Mirasol. Thank you, Father God, for meeting all their needs during the seemingly long wait for your right timing, then as they prepared for their departure. We will miss them, Lord. I do ask you to give them safe travel and to oversee the safe arrival of their goods and the quick settling into their home. There are bound to be challenging and stressful times as Peter and Nisi begin their ministry. I pray, Lord God, that you will protect them spiritually, physically, and emotionally. I especially pray that you will protect their love for each other and that you will raise up committed Christians in Brazil and at St. James who will strongly encourage and support them personally and in the development of their ministry. Lord God, I pray that daily you will fill Peter and Nisi afresh with your Spirit, that they will always be aware of your presence, your faithfulness, and your loving care for them. May they see clearly your will for them and allow your Spirit to empower them to obey you faithfully. May they continue to grow in Christ-like character so that they will always be best prepared to reveal your love and your saving truth to all you put in their path. May their love for you, their obedience to you, and their passion for the spreading of the gospel remain strong and uppermost in their hearts and minds. Lord God, as I draw this prayer to a close, I simply but fervently pray that you will bless Peter and Nisi's ministry mightily and draw more and more people to them and to saving faith in you and your truth for your glory alone. Amen.
We now come to the time where we're going to formally commission Peter and Nisi. I'm going to invite them to come and stand at the front. And I've asked several people in the congregation as representatives of us all to come and lay hands on them. It would have been nice to have everybody lay hands on them, but I don't think they would have recovered from that. So I hope that you're happy to act by proxy by these members who I've asked to represent us at the front. So Peter and Nisi, would you like to come and stand and our representatives come and stand with them and lay hands on them? As members of the congregation, we all have a responsibility to play. So you all have a role to play in this commissioning service. You'll see that there are various responses that will come up on the screen. Your responses are highlighted in white bold type. We now lay our hands on Peter and Nisi, those of us who can reach. Brothers and sisters, as Christians, we have all been given a very precious gift. Just prior to his ascension into heaven, Jesus entrusted the gospel of his kingdom to his apostles and commanded them to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. As heirs of his great commission, we acknowledge our role in taking this life-giving message to all the nations. Whilst all of us are called to mission, God raises up some people sent from their local churches to take the gospel to other lands. Today we commission Peter and Nisi to take the good news of salvation that comes through faith in Christ to the people of Brazil. They have responded to Christ's call to take the gospel to all nations, that Jesus might be known where he is not known, and that many would bow the knee to him in repentance and faith. Peter and Nisi, will you serve the Lord diligently in Brazil? Will you commit yourself to the task of testifying to the Lord Jesus in word and in action? Will you devote yourself to prayer and the study of God's word? Will you depend on the Lord for your strength and not put your trust in human power or wisdom? Will you keep in step with the Spirit and seek to model Christ-like behavior in all that you do and say? Go then and bring the gospel to those to whom you are sent. Make disciples of them, that they may be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Christ's promise is sure. He will be with us to the very end of the age. Peter and Nisi, we lay hands upon you as an expression of our fellowship with you in the Lord and our partnership with you. May God, our Heavenly Father, who has called you to this holy ministry, enlighten you with his Holy Spirit. May he strengthen you with his hand, and so govern you in your ministry, that you may be engaged in it faithfully and fruitfully, for the glory of his name and the coming of his kingdom. Peter and Nisi, we commission you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear these words of Scripture. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Will you continue to support and encourage Peter and Nisi as our link missionaries? Brothers and sisters, be in continuing fellowship with Peter and Nisi, whom we send out in the name of Christ and in our name. Sustain them with your prayers. Support them with your gifts. Strengthen their hand and their heart in every need. And Peter and Nisi, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Amen. We conclude our time of commissioning with the singing of the hymn, Be Thou My Vision. At the conclusion of this hymn, I'm going to escort Peter and Nisi directly to the area where we'll be having afternoon tea, and I would invite you to come and join us there immediately after the service finishes. Thank you. Please stand.
That thou art.